to the ground so that invading Japanese forces could not use them. After the war, the United States seized Okinawan homes and burned them to the ground to make way for military bases, forcing 300,000 civilians into concentration camps, and deliberately starved about 1 million Germans to death in prison camps. The Subversive Activities Control Act of 1950 led to the construction of concentration camps meant to hold American dissidents. In 1961, the U.S. forced 8 million South Vietnamese civilians into prison camps to deprive the Viet Cong of any potential support. Starting back in the late 90s, Alex Jones has been releasing films warning that people are being conditioned to accept seeing their neighbors rounded up and thrown in prison camps, such as the WTO protests, where hundreds of protesters were arrested and thrown into jail. The 2004 Republican National Convention, where over 1,000 protesters were arrested and sent to a makeshift prison. And in Katrina, where police went door to door confiscating guns.
The police and National Guard going street by street, house to house, sometimes entering open houses with guns drawn and instructions to disarm anyone inside.
You say guns will be taken.
No one will be able to be armed. We will take all weapons.
You see, for over 20 years, the Federal Emergency Management Agency has been building and constructing, maintaining concentration camps as well as the personnel to incarcerate literally tens of millions of Americans. It seems now, with some of the latest developments, they are attempting, in a psychological warfare program, to condition and control the populace so the populace will actually believe that all of this is needed to maintain the public safety.
As we in the research community say, this is a psyops. They're preparing people for what is coming, not what is being presented today.
So you're saying they're preparing people to accept it with incrementalism?
That is correct, like the old frog example. You know, you put the frog in the water and you just gradually continue to raise the heat on the water until the frog is cooked.
After 9/11 came the Patriot Act, and American citizens officially became potential enemies of the state. In 2006, President Bush amended the National Defense Authorization Act to grant the president power to declare martial law. And in 2007, signed Directive 51.
For the smallest of reasons, including in the document's own text, any incident in the world, regardless of location, that affects population, infrastructure, environment, economy, or government functions can trigger, at the president's will, total martial law.
During COVID, healthy people with no symptoms were arrested and locked in prison camps because they failed a fraudulent PCR test. And if they tried to escape, their fellow prisoners reported them.
The second she jumped over, we all freaked out because we just wanted to call, like, to let the wellness people know, let the police know.
In response to their 000 calls, she was picked up by the police within 15 minutes and fined $5,000.
Prison camps are being built all over the world, and they are for whoever the government sees as a threat to their agenda. Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements. And it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply, especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Burnt effects went way down. Then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal, pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available, 25% off, InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review, or call toll-free, 888-253-3139.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
All right, we had a former senior Border Patrol agent on last week who's put out a documentary film exposing the massive expansion of emergency centers under FEMA civilian camps in America. And he said one of his great sources was Christina Hutcherson, and she's a federal contractor, board expert, geopolitical security expert, in defense contracting for 25 years and strategic execution and planning. And I'm not going to go over her whole bio, but she's at WFFA.win, meetforamerica.org. And she has really documented what's really going on. She sent me an excellent breakdown, which we moved her from last week today because she's such a big guest. I wanted to get more details of specifically what she has seen and what she has witnessed. Because we know going back to Rex 84 under Reagan and well, before that with the Japanese internment camps, this is going on. And it's admitted in a lot of documents, but according to her information, it's being expanded. Then we turn on the nightly news, we're told Trump's a dictator. We got to put the Trump supporters in prisons. So they accuse us of what they're doing, and they're pushing this whole totalitarian system, and they use COVID to build these camps all over the world. So clearly this is being pushed as an idea. So it's great to have Christina Hutcherson on with us. Christina, you can start at the beginning or wherever you want to raise the alarm as a modern Paul Revere. Thank you so much for being on with us. And sorry I moved you from last week to today, but thanks for being here.
No, thank you so much, Alex, for having me on. It's a pleasure. Yeah, we are in serious peril times right now. And I was listening to the opening, and it's very true. What has been going on over decades has been a precursor to where we are now. It's not just a psychop, but it's what we call CENTOPs. A CENTOP is basically a social intel psychological operation as well. And so we had to slowly, like the frog, condition not just Americans, but on a global scale, the normalcy of having these types of encampments all over the United States and outside of the United States borders to usher in what I believe can be utilized for very nefarious activity.
So tell us, I know you're a current contractor, so you get into that, but when you started to see things you were concerned about, when you decided to go public, I mean, what you've witnessed, what's actually happening?
Well, so my journey started in 2020. I'm the CEO of a company. I've been in the government contracting realm for over 25 years. We help with the troop drawdown in Iraq and Afghanistan. We were over there for 5.5 years. We won 4 LEAP awards for a project, for the certain many projects that we did over there. We've been contracted for under DHS. We were contracted under President Trump to look at wars on different fronts. So our organization has been entrenched in the DLA, the DOD, the Pentagon, and other agencies for a very long time. And so when I started looking at everything that was going on in 2020, leading up to the 2020 presidential election, which I believe was the second coup attempt on American soil, the first being John F. Kennedy. I'm a Christian, Alex, and I was called to do this. I stepped down as CEO of my company at that time. I created what's called Women Fighting for America. And 2 weeks into the Biden administration, I had a friend of mine call me up and say, Christy, I want you to take, can you go look at what's going on in Yuma, Arizona? 2 weeks into the Biden administration. So this was a pre-planned invasion. I believe that this is a military operation, and we're going to get into the weeds of this, and we're going to break this down into bites that every American citizen can actually understand in their terms. Because when I started on the journey, I took a very small elite team with me because I didn't want to just look at Yuma. God said, Christy, I want you to take the team, go into Tijuana, Mexico, and I want you to drive the full 2,000 plus southern miles of the border. And that's exactly what we've done. I've also been on the northern border, 30 states in between, East Coast, West Coast borders, and I've been outside of the United States as well, both in Latin America, Mexico, the Caribbean, and Europe, looking into a very deep dive from an intelligence perspective of how the globalist elites, how our own administration and other government agencies around the world, and I believe also certain countries' leaders are involved and engaged in this global plan for control.
So let's talk about what you started witnessing and what specifically, from what I've seen the film you're in and the researchers, the Border Patrol whistleblower, they're expanding these all 50 states. What's happening?
That's correct. So in the brief that I gave you, if you want to talk about FEMA specifically, so we'll flip over to the FEMA. And I made this detailed briefing.
Well, you start in the beginning. Give us a briefing. Start at the beginning if you want.
Sure. Okay. I did it because it's very important for everybody to understand this. So the executive summary, this is a comprehensive analysis of migrant processing and housing facilities, aka illegals. And this is a huge scope. It doesn't just cover United States. It covers Latin America, Caribbean, Canada, and Europe. These are Nazi Germany repurposing infrastructures that I have seen. So why do I say that this is a military operation? Because when you're in theater in war zones, that's what in theater means, or outside of war zones, when you have to go in and you have to set up immediate type of structures to either house the dissidents or the terrorists or the criminals, or also to protect and defend the troops or the civilians who are going to be in these facilities. If you look at how they have set these camps up around the United States, they are very reminiscent of what we would do on a military style operation. And this is very concerning. If they weren't concerned, if the federal government wasn't so concerned, why would you have to put out for bid in the private sector armed guard services, breaking down everything from egress, static sites? We're going to get into that, but this is very, very concerning. So when you look at on page, the overview of sites. So in the United States, and by the way, their numbers are false, but we're just going to go by their numbers. Capacity, 39,400 migrants, key locations, New York, New Jersey, Texas, Arizona, California. Facility types, hotels, military barracks, detention centers, and temporary shelters. Latin America, key countries, Mexico, Panama, Honduras, Guatemala, El Salvador, Aruba, the Bahamas. And I have a more detailed list of every single country in the Caribbean. Shelters, processing centers, private accommodations, Canada, Toronto, Vancouver, Montreal, Calgary, the type of facilities. Shelters, temporary housing, processing centers. In Europe, UK, Ireland, Spain, Germany, France, Italy, Greece, reception centers, informal settlements, hotels, converted buildings. So when I look at this for potential military repurposing, if you look at historical data, Alex, and you played some of that at the beginning under Nazi Germany, they repurposed infrastructure for military and concentration camp purposes. Today's facilities could similarly be adapted for controlling populations, housing military personnel, and managing logistics. So what does repurposing scenario look like? So as we would break this down from a military term, you would have detention and internment camps. You would have military barracks. You would have logistical hubs, interrogation and intelligence centers, quarantine and health control centers. I don't know about you, Alex, but under COVID, do you kind of remember what was going on, what you showed at the beginning of your program? Also, think
that
about
that was one of the keys to conditioning people. They admitted was COVID. Yeah, it's right there in their own admissions.
And you look at the WHO treaty and the sign off of all of these world leaders allowing the WHO to have control. And make no mistake, even if you go in and look at some of the governors, I live in Florida, Governor DeSantis, he still has not repealed a law that he put into place that if there's another pandemic and the WHO treaty executes, they can still come and round you up. This is frightening, everybody. Civilian control centers, as we call them CCCs. So strategic implications and dangers of this, security risk, authoritarian control, human rights violations, social unrest, geopolitical instability. Migration has a weapon, which we're already seeing migration as a weapon. And I'm going to talk about that for just a second, Alex, before we move on. Illegals who are placed into populations and are allowed to breach the laws of a country in a sovereign land. First and foremost, every person that's entering the United States illegally They, by our own laws right now, are not allowed to even stay in the country. They should be completely deported out of the country based on our own law. So we have the highest levels of the office of the White House giving instructions to Alejandro Mayorkas, DHS, who oversees Border Patrol and our national security from the interior. They are telling them to stand down and not to uphold the laws that are already on the book. So in essence, they are breaking currently our constitutional laws.
And by the way, this Rex 84, under Reagan, they proposed to end martial law if the border collapsed, which was their older plan. Now they're collapsing it and using that as an excuse for martial law. So it's basically Rex 84 happening now.
That you're 100% correct. And then you look at geopolitical instability with economy. It's an economic strain. So what are we seeing, Alex? We are already trillions and trillions of dollars in debt. We are beholden to China. China owns most of our debt. This is very dangerous ground. That's a story for later on or another day. But if you look at the impact that the illegals are having right now, it's over $2 trillion that our taxpayer-funded dollars are utilizing to take care of illegals coming into our country. Housing, food, shelter, school systems, hospital systems, critical infrastructure like ambulances and things like that that are taking away jobs. I mean, I could go on and list the economic instability and the strain that this is going to put on our economy and our country. We cannot sustain this, Alex. What is this for? Well, I can tell you, it's to collapse our internal financial strength as the United States of America, I believe.
Oh, no, I was about to say, they're getting ready to implode the old financial system and then pose as the savers when you have no food or energy or money and you have to come to these camps. It's not like, just like with a cell phone, you beg to be tracked and controlled. They're going to make most people beg to go to these.
That's correct. And think about the agricultural implications of this as well. So you've got Bill Gates, you have China who owns Smithfield Foods, which is, by the way, the largest pork producing manufacturer and food company, period, in the United States. Then you look at the migration, and we're going to get into all of the camps and all of the locations. Well, they're strategically placed also during and near trade routes. That is very critical because imagine now these camps that are placed from Central America all the way up through Mexico and into Canada and also through the Caribbean, when they are turned into, I believe, some of these military outposts, they can also stop the flow of goods and services and critical needs, whether it's medicine, food supplies, et cetera, to squeeze like a boa constrictor the United States of America. And again, a brilliant military strategy. So you look at historical pattern analysis, and that's what I've done as well. Geopolitical instability, economic disparities, climate change impacts, the climate change hoax, that's another way of regulation and control that they are utilizing in this climate migration is false narrative, again, to lure individuals, again, through psychological warfare, incentive, social media, warfare, conflicts in the Middle East and Africa. We'll get into that if we have time. But all of this, make no mistake, whether it's the Ukraine, whether it's the invasion on October 7th into Israel, whether it's the climate crisis and all of the migration crisis, not just in America, and we're going to delve into how this is implicating the rest of the Western, free Western world. All of this is a brilliant military operation to, I believe, usher in the new world system. We already have a parallel government that was started in 1971. All moving pieces, all of the chess pieces are in place. The only thing, Alex, that is standing in the way is the United States of America. And when I say that, I'm not talking about President Donald Trump. I believe he's an incredible president. I'm fully behind him and supportive of him. We need him in office, but he is not going to be able to do the job alone. What they're afraid of is the American people and the American spirit. That's who they have to remove to completely destabilize and take out the United States of America.
And not just America, but the whole world, because America is not there to be looked up to. The whole world falls. But I want to go through your great briefing here, and there's a lot more to get to. We only covered like 5% of it. But larger issue, when did you start seeing the specifics about building and expanding all these emergency internment camps around the country?
So this is a pretty quick spin up. So I'm going to skip to the FEMA section so we can kind of go over that, because I think it's very important to talk about this. So from a contractual perspective, so when you're in the contracting world, Alex, there's certain sites that you have to pay for and be vetted to have access to these government contracts. You have to have NAICS codes. You have to have all sorts of approvals by the federal government to access this information. So recently, and this was in April, end of April, beginning of June, they put out an IDIQ. So the IDIQ, if you go to, actually, it's even beyond that. So FEMA Operations Support for Security Guard Contractors. They also have it disguised under housekeeping, which I thought was a really interesting way to word this particular type of contract, to include it as housekeeping services. So FEMA, I'm going to read it. FEMA is seeking operations support for security guard contractors that utilize fully qualified DOL category 27102 Guard 2 security services, and actually Guard 2 level EOS services and personnel. These services are required across various security posts and activities to ensure the safety and security of FEMA facilities and operations. The contract is structured as an IDIQ, which is an indefinite delivery, indefinite quantity, and request for information. The initial contract term is for 5 years with a total value of $29 million over that 5 years, and it includes options to extend. So I'm going to break that down really quick, what that actually means. So armed guard, it's really that simple. These are guards who have certain qualifications. They are armed guard services, and they need to have special qualifications. And the companies that they're going after have to have very serious background in theater, which is, again, in war zones and other requirements they're doing. So key security services and responsibilities, Alex: guard post and static sites. Purpose: maintain consistent security presence at designated locations. Responsibilities: monitoring and securing entry and exit points, ensuring unauthorized individuals do not gain access, reporting suspicious activities. We'll skip the qualifications. Access egress control. Purpose: manage and monitor flow of individuals entering and leaving the facility. Responsibilities: checking identification and verifying credentials, controlling access to restricted areas, logging entry and exit times. Security screening. Purpose: ensure that individuals entering the premises do not pose a security threat. Responsibilities: conducting searches of persons and belongings, utilizing metal detectors and x-ray machines, identifying prohibited items, visitor processing. Purpose: facilitate the secure and efficient processing of visitors. Responsibilities: registering visitors and issuing visitor badges, escorting visitors to their destinations in some instances, maintaining visitor logs. Patrol and response. Purpose: conduct regular patrols and respond to incidences. Responsibilities: patrolling designated areas to deter and detect security breaches, responding to alarms and incidences, providing assistance, and reporting findings. Traffic control. Purpose: manage and control traffic flow to ensure safety and security. Responsibilities: directing vehicular and pedestrian traffic, implementing traffic control measures, ensuring safe entry and exit of vehicles. Contract information. It's an IDIQ. They have an RFI. And Alex.
And by the way, you're not just saying this from you being a contractor witnessing this. This is in public documents that are being put, because I recognize these, we've covered on air. This is going on.
This is active. This is going on. And by the way, this IDIQ is being rapidly awarded. And the other thing that was really alarming to me when I was looking at this, Alex, and I break this down on that page with Alabama where you just saw where it was detailed. If I saw this contract come out for 2, 3, 4 states, and I would expect that your usual typical players, you got Chicago, New York, New Jersey, where they've Texas, right? But when me and my team were looking at this IDIQ, and it was very clever how they've broken this down, this has been put out for bid in almost all 50 states. under, again, different IDIQ names. They didn't want to put it under one huge umbrella because, of course, that would be pretty, in my opinion, major red flags.
So you saw Department of Defense style compartmentalization.
That's correct. And what's other interesting is not only is this a FEMA contract, Alex, this is a contract actually by DHS that has been they're the oversight. And DHS, Department of Homeland Security, put this contract out to bid under the umbrella of FEMA.
And I've studied this for decades, but it looks to me like it's being radically accelerated right now.
Everything that I'm seeing, that is a correct statement.
Continuing through your breakdown.
So when you look at, let's go back and let's look at that page that you had with Alabama. So we could sit there. I've detailed all of the locations in a pretty high level view of every facility, both operated by the NGOs and other private sectors, the hotels, our government.
For those that don't know, they've already beta tested with the illegal aliens and the NGOs in Europe and the U.S.
That's correct. And it's staggering. You have those numbers in front of you, Alex. It's pretty staggering looking at this report where all of these camps are already currently up and running. And so when you look at, I have to go back here. So let's look at the Alabama. Sorry, there's so many of them. So new and planned facilities, 2024. Regional processing centers, Guatemala and Colombia. Potential expansion centers in Ecuador and Costa Rica, Arizona, Yuma and Tucson sectors. They're currently building new facilities now. Texas, El Paso, new soft-sided facilities and large-scale processing centers. And by the way, these are for 2024. So I think that that's really important for you and your listeners to understand. You've got near Laredo, a new hub that's being installed. Other states, FEMA, DHS, these are out for bid.
And I think it's dual use for citizens and illegals, right?
When I'm looking at this and I've broken down and I've been studying this, I cannot come to any other conclusion. This is a conclusion. I look at the data, I look at information. That's what we do in the, when you're doing a deep dive into analysis of what there possibly could be.
Christina Utterson, we got to go to break. Stay there. Your conclusion when we come back. You'll continue on for another 30 minutes. I'll be back again soon. Great work on this. We'll be right back in a few minutes, folks. Tell everybody you know, tune in now. This is important. Share this.
All right, folks. Vitamin Mineral Fusion is finally back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. We just had a shipment come in months ago, and it sold out so fast that we frantically worked to get this back in stock as soon as possible because Vitamin Mineral Fusion is one of our most popular products. Now, the reason that you should be getting this product is for the same reason that you get any other multivitamin product. Our body needs these vitamins, these minerals, and these nutrients in order to live and operate at the most efficient level possible. Now, you should be getting this from InfoWarsStore.com. Instead of from your pharmacy or your grocery store or with name brands or generic versions, because this has optimal absorption included in it. It's designed for your body to be able to actually absorb all of the nutrients in the most efficient way possible, unlike other competitors on the market that just simply don't operate that way. Now, this includes comprehensive nutritional support. Vitamin Mineral Fusion from InfoWarsStore.com has A, C, D, E, B complex, essential minerals like magnesium, calcium, and zinc, everything the body needs to survive. It also includes enhanced absorption and utilization. Like I was saying before, this is an advanced multivitamin formulation designed to let your body actually absorb everything so you don't just flush it out like with so many competitors. And finally, it will support energy production and recovery. So make sure you check out Vitamin Mineral Fusion at InfoWarsStore.com right now, not only because this product is an amazing product for anybody in the world to take, but because by purchasing from InfoWarsStore.com, you keep us on the air in this most dangerous time for both InfoWars and our country. We know that freedom of speech is under attack. We know that the New World Order is trying to take over and shut down InfoWars and, frankly, shut you down too. So by getting Vitamin Mineral Fusion at InfoWarsStore.com, not only are you fighting for your health, but you're fighting for your country and you're fighting for humanity itself.
Let me take some brain force and then we'll do this commercial. How about that? I can think again. This is the liquid tincture version of Brain Force, which means you can really tailor it to exactly what you need. I tend to take maybe a little bit more than is directed, but it's incredibly powerful stuff, and I have an incredibly demanding job. But you make it easy by going to InfoWarsStore.com, and of course, InfoWarsStore.com makes it easy by supplying me with Brain Force Ultra. I rely on this product to do my job on a daily basis because it's absolutely jam-packed with incredible ingredients. Brain Force Ultra is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and get it now because this stuff sells out fast for very good reason. It's a fantastic supplement. It's the type of supplement that once you start taking it, well, you're going to notice if you stop. Go check out what's in Brain Force Ultra. Do your own research, and what you'll find is that this is a powerhouse formula for incredible mental clarity, focus, and energy. Now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. Brain Force Ultra, it's now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com.
If you don't get a high-quality gravity fit filter from InfoWarsStore.com, please just get one. Now, we sell a unit, stainless steel, that is the highest rated out there. There's a couple of competitors that are just as good. There's 100 others that aren't as good. It is the best system out there to take thousands of chemicals and compounds down to non-detectable levels. The tap water, the well water, it is a witch's brew. And right now at InfoWarsStore.com, we have a special on the Alexa Pure Gravity Fed Water Filtration System for 10% off. That's huge because there's not much markup in these because we sell them so close to cost. So get your Alexa Pure water filtration systems and so much more at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, research what's in the tap water and the well water and start protecting yourself. And all gravity-fed filters are not created equal. We've got the best for the best price at InfoWarsStore.com for 10% off.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Larry Grathwald, in the early 1980s, is an FBI informant inside the Weather Underground Exposed. Their plan to put Americans in camps. Now the UN's all over the news saying they want to put people in camps en masse.
I brought up the subject of what's going to happen after we take over the government. We become responsible then for administrating, 250 million people. And there was no answers. No one had given any thought to economics. How are you going to clothe and feed these people? The only thing that I could get was that they expected that the Cubans and the North Vietnamese and the Chinese and the Russians would all want to occupy different portions of the United States. They also believed that their immediate responsibility would be to protect against what they called the counter-revolution. And they felt that this counter-revolution could best be guarded against by creating and establishing re-education centers in the Southwest. Where we would take all the people who needed to be re-educated into the new way of thinking and teach them how things were going to be. I ask, well, what is going to happen to those people that we can't re-educate, that are die-hard capitalists? And the reply was that they'd have to be eliminated. And when I pursued this further, they estimated that they would have to eliminate 25 million people in these re-education centers. And when I say eliminate, I mean kill 25 million people. I want you to imagine sitting in a room with 25 people, most of which have graduate degrees from Columbia and other well-known educational centers, and hear them figuring out the logistics for the elimination of 25 million people. And they were dead serious.
But it's not going to happen because we know about their plan, folks. That's who runs the federal government right now. It's basically Weather Underground alumni. Here's a short clip from a Canadian filmmaker. We're going to put the whole thing up on X today, dealing with the next lockdown.
processing facility, camp, however they want to name them, everywhere up and down the Caribbean, up and down Latin America, Mexico, Cuba, Venezuela, Canada, Ireland, Scotland, Spain, Italy, England, you name it, Greece, no place has been safe. These facilities have been set up all over the world. You cannot tell me, Alex, that all of a sudden in the history of the world and how we've, the migration patterns of individuals leaving their home countries for whatever reason, whether it's economic reasons, whether it's famine reasons, whether it's persecution, wars, famine, whatever, that all of a sudden on an unprecedented scale since 2020, that we have seen a massive uptick in 4 years in an unprecedented way to redistribute individuals from all, from really bad countries. I'm going to be honest with you, from the Muslim world, from special interest countries, which are basically terrorist countries or known terrorist countries who do activity, single young adult males coming in and flooding our borders. Well over almost 70% who's coming over the border are young adult males. I've personally, me and my team, have been in what we call no man's land. This is an area where there's no phones. We have to have satellite phones. We've camped out there in the desert and with like I said, guys with very special skill sets. We've got all the goodies, and we have tracked the cartels working hand in hand with terrorist Iranians, Iran's Revolutionary Guard, China, you name it. And they're bringing these special interest aliens over here, by the way, of the tune of over $150,000, depending on the high value target that these individuals are. Our own government knows this. Our own Border Patrol and law enforcement know this. But
by the way, the FBI said that record numbers of Islamic terrorists, others are in the country now.
So I believe that there's going to be the perfect, it's the perfect storm that's brewing. And leading up to the presidential election, they know they cannot win. They have all of these encampments set up. They're furthering their plans to further set up more. I believe these are going to be to house exactly like that documentary from the Weather Underground, to house dissidents or those who might push back, or those who, when they do the next pandemic, that they're sending individuals to. This is a brilliant military operation, make no mistake. And I believe America needs to be educated on this. They need to understand. And more importantly, I tell everybody, don't take my word for it. I don't want you to take my word for it. I've done the research. I have the skills. I have the programs that I can get into and look at and make a really intelligent analysis from a strategic perspective. But I want you to think for yourself and start looking at this information that I've laid out here. And Alex, I really hope that you lay out the full brief that I gave where individuals can actually get their eyes on this and go to the resources. I have cited resources, government resources, where you can get this information. This is so important and so critical because we are going to have terrorist attacks on our soil. Soft targets will be hit. American lives will be affected and unfortunately killed. Leading up, I believe that they're looking for chaos. They're looking for civil unrest, so they can usher in what I believe will be martial law, possibly. So you have to look at these scenarios. You have to look at the writing on the wall, and you have to come up with
possibilities. Sure, I mean, we have more time to go over your briefing. Keep going over the other areas of it.
So, I mean, if you look at what's going on in Canada, Latin America, Europe, facilities, UK, Ireland, Spain, Germany, UK, 3,200 migrant housing spots across major cities in England and Scotland, Ireland, 2,170 migrant housing spots, Spain, 9,050 migrant housing spots, primarily in the Canary Islands and major cities, Europe, 15,000 migrant housing spots across Germany, France, Italy, and Greece, Italy, including the islands, facilities with a total capacity of 14,000 migrants. Again, the NGOs being used as I believe one of the greatest money laundering schemes of all time to bring down the demise of America and the rest of the world is the NGOs, that public-private partnership. By the tune of over $2 billion have been awarded to these NGOs. United Way, Salvation Army, Catholic Charities, Bethany Christian Services, the Mormons. I could list them on it, Catholic Charities, if I didn't already say that one. Red Cross, Salvation Army, all of these entities are aiding and abetting the demise of our country.
And people were worried back when George W. Bush did a deal for federal funding of churches. And a lot of conservatives like, great, but it violates church and state. But it wasn't to fund churches to promote Jesus. It was to fund religious organizations to become government front groups for the UN invasion. And we have the clergy response team videos we've got going back 20 years ago, 10 years ago, where they're quietly training preachers and paying them to be basically federal officers to tell folks, go to camps, turn your guns, to control their churches.
You know, what really was alarming too is if you look at, again, like under Katrina, which you showed that film footage, Americans, they either forgot or they weren't paying attention. And they are looking at every single way possible to take the guns.
China, that's right. Katrina was a microcosm for a national emergency, a social unrest, a collapse, a cyber attack. Katrina, all the guns will be taken. And they had the preachers, the local organizations, the YMCA, all of them there to help put people in camps.
You know, neighbor spying on neighbor, turning neighbor in. Is this reminiscent of any other time in history? I would say so. I would say under Hitler's regime, street clearing, going street to street. By the way, Alex, they're also having exercises and drills. This has been going on for almost 3 years now. So the FBI and our other agencies have actually gone into major hospital systems, typically most of the ones that are funded by public dollars, right, federal dollars. Houston is one of the biggest, largest ones. There's some in Chicago and other places where they've told them, we want you to conduct mass casualty event drills. This has been going on for the last 3 years. It's also not a coincidence that they've also been testing our emergency response systems. This is all part of that plan. The sheriffs, I am very close to many sheriffs. I've worked with them for the last 4 years. And I can tell you, the sheriffs last fall, they were doing major training by our government agencies on mass casualty terrorist type events, and they were targeting soft targets and schools. This is very concerning. So they know something's up. Christopher Wray, I'm not a fan, but let me tell you something.
He says there's all the flashing lights, the worst we've ever seen.
And when they come out and they start talking and speaking about this, they know that the next phase is coming. So we need to be prepared for the next phase, because what they're doing is, again, this is called scent ops and psychological warfare. They're preparing you. So you're like, oh, well, Christopher Wray mentioned that. It's, well, we kind of knew it was coming. Well, let me tell you what's coming. It is going to be on a scale that we've never seen before. And when it happens, I believe it's going to happen swiftly. You know, it was interesting because when you look at like Iran and China and Russia and North Korea and the transnational criminal organizations, aka cartels, are embedded. They are intertwined, not only from the BRICS, which I won't get into that and all of the coziness that's going along to devalue the dollar, which is part of the strategy as well, but the incredible footprint that they have. Not only do we have all of these encampments, right, and all these facilities and processing and food facilities and aid shelters, all of this set up. Now you look at strategically, Alex, China, one of the most concerning things I think that I've seen China do, it's in Argentina. There is a space in Argentina. They have a facility set up for a quote unquote space and satellite observations. The Argentinian people can only have 10% access to this facility. I believe it is a major, major spy facility. I'd love to come on and really break that down later on. But China has major military port in Peru. We broke that story, by the way, a month ago, way before Fox News gave a little blurb about it a couple days ago. $3 billion port that can house submarines and military grade equipment, dual purpose port. Jamaica, dual purpose port. Barbados, they are building a military facility in Barbados, by the way, which our satellites have been able to detect of undisturbed land, which we believe is the starting force military IBM silos. Cuba, IBM silos, military spy espionage camps in Cuba, China. Iran, same thing. I can just go over and over again. We are being choked out and surrounded by the enemy. I believe because we have an administration that is beholden to the new globalist agenda and more importantly to China, that China is a major player in all of this. And we need to understand that we have enemies inside at the highest levels who are committing treason. And I don't care if you're Republican, Democrat, or independent. I don't affiliate with any party because they're all corrupt on all fronts. If they've been in office for a long time, Mitch McConnell, I could name names. All of these individuals have a globalist view. They do not care about...
Sure. So what do you make of Trump, but also why are they... Because I have the UN head of global emergency response, Dr. Ryan, saying we're going to build camps, we're going to take families, we're going to break up people, we're going to put people in camps that don't agree with us. So they use COVID to beta test this. What are they getting the camps ready for? World War III, economic collapse, a new virus... I mean, because it's, as you said, it's all over the world. They're building these under UN sponsorship while the UN runs the Third World Invasion Force after cutting their country's resources off for years during lockdowns and then organize them to invade. But what is the trigger for all this? Why are they running around like an angry beehive or angry anthill expanding these?
Well, first and foremost, their 2030 agenda had to be supercharged to 2025. Those aren't my words. Those are actual words from the WEF.
You're right, because they're behind.
They're behind. Well, and also, you know, they're a little arrogant. And so they are smug and they let the cat out of the bag a little bit sooner. They thought that they could get.
And by the way, their smugness is an act. From my own research, they're in a lot of trouble.
They are. So they're scrambling to keep their plans together. And we are so far behind the curb, Alex. I mean, I'm going to be honest with you, and I'm very hopeful that the American people and the rest of the world who love freedom, love liberty, who are willing to stand up, not just act. Words, it's great to sit around a table and discuss this or on your programs. Words are powerful, but more powerful than words are you actually getting off your butt.
And let's talk about action, because people can see all the craziness. They know the big move's happening. This is it, folks. You're totally right.
It is. So me and my team, including J.J. Carroll, who you had on your show last week, and I have a sheriff, a deputy sheriff who's coming, and then, of course, some individuals who have been in special operations and some of the best legal eagles for lawfare. We're willing to come and spend a day in your community and train you on what you need to do.
Exactly. Well, Americans have to recognize the globalists are going to use crises to get total control. They admit that the Rockefeller and Rand Corporation and UN documents, they've already been caught running the COVID power grab. And so exactly, we know what it is. We've got to become aware of this and not comply, because they've tried the bird flu. They've tried the monkeypox. They've tried it all. People aren't buying it. That's the good news. It's as negative as this all is, Christy, it seems like people aren't buying it.
Well, unfortunately, as I think there's still a lot of people out there who drink the Kool-Aid, right, and who believe this no matter what you say.
No, there's always followers, but there's a bigger and bigger group of leaders.
There's individuals who are really starting to step up. I'm seeing this all over the world. People are waking up. I love the fact that people are waking up. But we have to be in unison with. Here's the most important thing. There's no I in team in military operations. No operation can be executed without multiple individuals involved. And what do I mean by that? Trump is going to be great. Hopefully, if he gets back into office, we'll see that the jury's out. But I don't put my hope in that. What I'm putting my hope in is training effective individuals, civilians, to be in unity together, shoulder to shoulder, properly.
To recognize they got a plan to create a crisis to get us to accept rounding everybody up in total control. I agree. So in the time we've got left, we'll have you back. Let's go into the rest of your synopsis, your breakdown. Potential repurposing uses, detention, internment camps, military barracks, logistics hubs, interrogation intelligence centers, quarantine health control centers, civilian control centers. This is all in the official documents that are public. What's your point about potentially repurposing these?
So if you look at history, history always repeats itself. So during World War II, Nazi, and I believe a lot of these plans were formulated out of what Joseph Goebbels and Hitler and his team were able to formulate to control and to direct.
Sure, they had a population control plan. They had a space program. They had exactly. And that kind of got grabbed by the United States. That's not your opinion. That's on record.
That's correct. So what have they done? So any good leader takes, they don't have to reinvent the wheel. What they do is they benchmark and then they tweak it, right? So that's what you're seeing, this tweaking of this diabolical evil plan by the Nazi regime, and then you couple it in and sprinkle it in with these world leaders, arrogant individuals who think they know more, these elitists, and they've developed this plan to completely reset the world on a global stage. Again, I've already said we already have the parallel government in place. You know, Alex, I say you look at the World Economic Forum. Think about that as the White House, because I like to put this in layman's terms. You've got the United Nations. Think of the United Nations as our Senate and the House of Representatives. The IMF, the banking system. NATO, our military force. The WHO, the FDA and CDC. So you can see that we've got this parallel government already ready to go. And by the way, the leaders are already in place there with where their roles will be. And so everyone's like, well, who are they? Well, that's who they are. The banking system is huge. These people are evil, by the way. The Rothschilds, we don't even have time to get in on. I know you have educated leaders. So what I'm trying to say is the final phase is the military operation. And how do you, under the noses of everybody in the world, the American people, usher in internment camps, all of these reprocessing camps, everything that we need to the brainwashing camps, well, you do it under mass migration, right? Or under a pandemic. And that's what we've seen. And that's what we're seeing in 4 years, multi-trillions of dollars being spent for the demise of the American ideology and the Constitution, quite frankly.
And you have the Democrats claiming Trump's a dictator. He's going to kill everybody. He's going to bring in martial law, because it's the opposite. They're already bringing it in.
Oh, it's already a done. I mean, that part's already done. They always will say the other person's doing what they're actually doing. It's a classic psychological warfare, right? And you repeat a lie long enough, it becomes the truth to the people. And that's why you see the propaganda machine. You know, I think of what's going on in the modern media, and you look at what Joseph Goebbels was able to do with back then's technology. Imagine the reason why we've been able to polarize a world, right? A population, with all of the media singing to that with a very a supercharged psychological operation. And they use things that pull at our heartstrings, right? That makes sense. Well, I don't want grandma to die. I don't want to infect somebody else. Wow, you know.
They guilt you to be the good guy and be the hero. And they use good people for total control. We'll have you back, Christy Hutcherson. People can find you at WFFA.win and meetforamerica.org. WFFA.win and meetforamerica.org. Thank you so much. We'll talk to you again soon. Amazing job.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Meetforamerica.org if you want to get trained.
Absolutely. It's going down, folks. We wish this wasn't true, but it's obvious. Hiding and groveling will only get you killed. They're already injecting, you know, 35 million people have died from the shots. All right, I'm going to start the next hour, hit some final key points ahead of...